This is Tom Allen with Marketline Import for February 16th. Here's Todd Horwitz from the floor of the CME to share his thoughts on the grain market.
We're going to call this the moment of truth, and then, of course, we're talking about soybeans. And soybeans have had some really dramatic moves back and forth. And, of course, now we are at a level, okay, that is 1040, which not your tax is 1040, but I think we're at this key spot here. If you've watched them over the last few weeks, you've seen a push down to the nines, a crop report that pushed them up to 1080, and then we had 7 days in a row down. And now we kind of found this 1040 level. Now today they're spiking a little bit higher.
Starting with those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day 4.5 to 479.75. Chicago July corn prices were up 4 to finish the day at 392.25. Portland prices for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August were unchanged to up 5, ranging from 467 to 498.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein featured prices for May were up 4, ranging from 562 to 567. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up 2, ranging from 670 to 7 even. June live cattle finished the day down 42.5 cents at 104.05. May feeder cattle were up 15 cents at 122.92.5. March class 3 milk was up 12 cents at 1703.
You've just heard today's Marketline Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.